This is On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Deb Amos. As we just heard from Matt Levitt, there's no sure way to predict a crime, but that's precisely what 150 police departments across the country are trying to do with the help of a new algorithm, and it's getting rave reviews.
When it comes to protecting you and your family from violence or crime, law enforcement is gaining an edge.
It's called predictive policing.
Predictive policing. Their officers can use their experience and their intuition with a scientific program to catch criminals in the act.
Norcross police busted two burglars inside this house because a computer predicted the crime. That's right. It's the future of crime fighting, predicting the crimes of the future.
But when Maurice Sharma, a reporter at the Marshall Project, went to Jennings, Missouri, to see one predictive policing tool in action, it's called Hunch Lab, he found no evidence that it actually works.
What this new technology does is take in more data than any individual police officer could ever on their own. Not just the crime, the weather, the phases of the moon has even factored into what Hunch Lab does, the wind speed, the proximity to schools and to sporting events, and it can factor in the schedule for sporting events so that you know that you want to cluster more police around a stadium when there's a sporting event. And the idea is that the algorithm can kind of be smarter than a person can be.
Although it sounds pretty logical that if you have a sports event, you'd send more police around a stadium.
Right. And as these predictive policing technologies have come into the fore, a lot of police officers told me that they're essentially telling them what they already knew.
You went out on patrol in Jennings. And so how did you see it work?
For decades now, police officers on the ground have patrolled closer to areas that are called hotspots, which are areas where there's been a lot of crime before. And with Hunch Lab, if you imagine, you know, there's a computer screen in the front of most police cars right now. We're sitting in the car. The computer screen is in front of the officer, and he has the Hunch Lab software up on it. And it's basically a map that has these little boxes, and those boxes are saying, during your shift, it's more likely that this kind of crime is going to happen here. So the idea with the technology is that over the course of months and years, you're decreasing the number of crimes because police cars are around.
So you can't really know
if
this works for years and years. So police departments are putting money in this technology, but there's no data.
There is not great data, no. Studies are starting to be done. Some of those studies are funded by the companies that make the technology, which obviously raises suspicions.
And these are private companies.
And these are private companies. And police departments, when I confronted them with this, at least in St. Louis, the line that I got was, it's not that expensive when you consider what policing costs. They may be paying $80,000, which is the salary for some officers.
What's the composition of the Jennings Police Department?
Mostly white. And Jennings itself is mostly black.
Embracing this technology, is there anywhere even among the police that you were with that it could lead to more racial tension rather than less in these communities?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely got the sense that racial tension in Jennings and these communities is high, and this adds to the idea that they're going to very specific spots and targeting people because they're in those spots, and there's every reason for people who are then being targeted to suspect, well, hey, you know, why were you following me around? Just because I'm in this box doesn't mean I'm a criminal. Police will come back and say, well, these are the areas where there's the most crime. We just want to prevent the crime. And there are plenty of people who say, well, that is sort of blind to history and inequality. And then police say, well, it's really not our job to fix those things. Our job is in the next 12 hours to make it that there's less crime in this neighborhood than more. But lots and lots of civil liberties advocates I spoke to in the St. Louis area were very worried that predictive policing technology would aggravate the extent to which a predominantly white police department would stop and frisk and search the cars of African-American residents. I think police officers would say, well, the data is better than my individual sort of decision-making. And that conversation, I think, is another way in which predictive policing is now kind of the centerpiece for this very old debate that will continue.
And there's no way to tell that if they just opened the door and got out of the car and sort of did a walk and talk in the community, that that wouldn't also reduce crime.
Right. No, we don't know. And it might reduce crime more. Crime rates fluctuate a lot. And so saying that a specific technology or a specific program reduced crime or exacerbated it is very, very hard to do.
As you say, this is the technology that's in the middle of the table. But Hunch Lab is only one of the entrants in this field. The big one is something called PredPol.
Very Silicon Valley, isn't it?
It's the more expensive model.
Yes.
And it comes with some responsibilities if you take it on. Police departments are asked to essentially advertise for the company to give press conferences to tout the successes. That is a whole new relationship between technology and policing.
It is, and it is a disconcerting one. A lot of policing after Ferguson, and I hope this doesn't sound too controversial, but a lot of it is about PR. A lot of it is about projecting that, you know, we're fixing things, we're doing what we do better. On a very real level, police departments are kind of grappling with that, and PredPol comes in and seems to have some answers for how to police in a way that appears to be better and more objective, and I think police departments are clinging to that.
Why do you think that police departments, and I'll ask specifically about Jennings, is so willing to embrace a technology when there's no data to tell them that it works, and there may not be reliable data for a long time?
I think there's a sense that this might work a little bit and that's enough, that it doesn't have to completely reduce the amount of crime in a drastic way for the amount that we're shelling out to be a little bit worth it. We think that it'll just on a day-to-day level kind of bump up our crime reductions. These police departments are kind of casting about for solutions, especially in this era that they are sort of facing such scrutiny and pressure.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Marie Chamas is a writer at the Marshall Project.